Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Happy New Year, everybody. I am Jay Garvins, the host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. You can get a hold of me personally at 719-330-1457. I am your local and friendly licensed loan originator, real estate investor, and budgeteer. Investment, retirement, and financial advice, all here on the Jay Garvin Show. You can get a hold of me personally and directly at 719-330-1457. And just as I always like to start off the new year, I've got a conversation for you that hopefully I can keep light rather than heavy with financial weight. But today we're going to be talking about budgeting and baby steps in 2026. You know, if you're a regular listener, I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We are the brick and mortar, the only office in the state of Colorado with Churchill Mortgage, where we service the entire state, but my heart belongs to the Pikes Peak region, where I have called home since 1996. This is just incredible, because 2026 gives me 30 years that I have been here. I don't feel that old, but looking in the mirror, I have found that I look that old. So you can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. You know, at Churchill Mortgage, we have a partnership as advertised on the radio and podcast with Ramsey Solutions. That means Dave Ramsey and all of the personalities and his staff of over 1,000 team members in Brentwood or Cool Springs, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, where I call home on occasion. I'm going to be going there in February, and I want to help you set out the new year on a budget and a financial plan that'll set you up with success. So that's what I'm going to focus on today, and right here before me are my notes, and I want to focus on the details of a quick start budget and also the 7 baby steps that Ramsey Solutions teaches, and I also teach and share with every single radio listener, podcast listener, or client that works with me. Right now, I'm very excited because we're starting off the new year in a positive tone where interest rates have come down. I'm now locking loans in the high 5% range. So if you need a new purchase or debt consolidation or refinance loan, I would love to earn your business right here locally, where we can do it over the phone, over FaceTime, Zoom video call, or in person right down at our branch on Cascade Avenue to start the year off correct. But what I want to do for those of you that just have a minute or two is give you the bottom line up front. And with everything that I've taught over the holidays about the 100% depreciation, the one big beautiful bill, all of the investment property classes, the economic updates I've done with my partners here on the radio, I have a pretty good feeling of what 2026 is going to look like, because all of the investment in deregulation, reduction of taxes, promotion of brick and mortar businesses, the jockeying back and forth with the tariffs, and then other escalations like the depletion of Iran and their nuclear program, the latest incarcerated narco terrorist Maduro, who is in the prison next to some of the previous dictators from Panama and Honduras. I go to Honduras every year, and it's an uneasy feeling to know that previous administrations of Honduras are in the same jail cell that Maduro's in and are serving time for trafficking drugs. So it's just a change of scenery to see someone that's taking care of this issue in protecting America first. But the bottom line with this show is that I truly believe that 2026 will be a historic year for our national economy, cost of living, and its improvement for you, the reduction of inflation and income opportunity for you. And if you don't manage your money and budget well in 2026, you could just miss this opportunity to leap forward financially for you and the rest of your family. So that's why I take the time to do this. I'm going to talk about a quick start budget. I'm going to talk about the 7 baby steps and all of that right here on the radio podcast today. But to start out, I want to say that fitness centers and personal trainers, as I've got several like John and Jenny with Total Body Works Fitness Center, all of the other ones around the city, are in very high demand this time of January. But it's important to keep your resolutions for your health. But what about your financial health? It is the number one stressor in individuals and in couples, one of the number one conversation that leads to strife, separation, and divorce. And definitely, as I speak to hundreds of you radio listeners, and it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're Jesse Sr., Susan, Kevin, Jane, John, all of you have reached out just in the last week. I see more stress because of inflation, regulations, insurance, property tax, cost of living in Colorado than any other subject that I have with radio listeners and mortgage clients right now. So I want to offer you some solutions about taking care of your financial health, your budget, or what Dave Ramsey would say, the 7 baby steps. So, in starting off, the 7 baby steps, folks, are very, very simple, and I'm going to go through them articulately right here. Number one is getting an emergency reserve. Now, Ramsey Solutions would call that $1,000, and that's the first baby step. I honestly believe that if you don't have $1,000 in emergency savings right now, that is the largest trigger to you creating unsecured debt, credit card debt, borrowed money, that kind of debt in your life because you don't have the flexibility to shift in an emergency situation. Number two is the debt elimination of all of your unsecured debt through the debt snowball. I'm going to talk a lot about that today in the quick start budget. But number three is to get a 3 to 6 months of your budget expense reserve. So if it takes you $5,000 a month to pay all your bills, you need to have at least $15,000 to $30,000, 3 to 6 months, and I'll get into what's the difference between 3 and 6 months later, that allows you to have some stability with no unsecured debt at your disposal so you don't get buried in an emergency. Now, there is step 4, 5, and 6, and then ultimately what I think the most rewarding step is step number 7 that I'm going to cover in the radio show today. But don't go anywhere, because with the strong tax returns that we're all going to get this year, because of the reduction in inflation starting at the gas pump and spreading throughout your entire budget, it's important that you get this stuff in line in 2026, and I'm here to do it. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the conversation today with you about budgeting and the baby steps in 2026. Don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457, especially if you're over the age of 62 and you are house rich and cash poor. And also, if you are a contractor or a business owner out there that don't understand the importance of investment property ownership, y'all call me, 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We'll be back after these important messages.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
If you want to run with me, crawl before you walk.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay, your host of the Jay Garvin Show and podcast. If you listen to part of the show and you want to hear more after you're done doing the errands in your car or finishing your cup of coffee, you can go to any of the platforms, whether it's Google Play, whether it's iTunes, whether it is iHeartRadio, any of the other platforms that you have. You just put in The Jay Garvin's Show, J-A-Y-G-A-R-V-E-N-S Show. The Jay Garvin Show, and you can finish it out and the platform of your choice. So I'm talking today about budgeting and baby steps in 2026. I'm going to be talking with you about a quick start budget. I have two copies of that. I'm going to talk to you about the 7 baby steps, which is a trademark of Ramsey Solutions and Dave Ramsey. Goes along with the book Total Money Makeover. He and his personalities have done dozens and dozens of books. I'm reading several of Dave's books right now. One of my favorite ones is for all the contractors and business owners out there. Entree Leadership is one of the books that I went to the Entree Leadership Masterclass in Tennessee and learned how to better run my business, starting, of course, with a profit and loss and, yes, a budget.
No!
But today I'm talking about family budgets. I'm talking to you about this because the big takeaway today is that I am very confident with the amount of research and knowledge that I have about the economy, what's happening in the stock market, what's happening with commodities, real estate, Wall Street, housing, investment. I read 15 to 30 articles a week, and I believe confidently that 2026 is going to be a historic year for our economy. The cost of living, which means the reduction of inflation, this starts at the gas pump where my radio producer Matt just bragged about getting $1.50 a gallon gas. I went to King Supers where it was $2.03 a gas, but we buy groceries and get a dollar off for all the shopping we did over the holidays. I paid $1.03 per gallon and filled up my 33-gallon tank F-150 truck for less than $33, which is just insane. But with all of this income and savings opportunity, I just don't want you to get left behind because you don't manage your money or budget very well. And that's why I'm taking the time to go through these steps today. Now, Matt's nodding his head, and he can confirm that it's only once or twice a year that I say in a non-mortgage loan-related consultation, not in an investment property consultation, not a first-time home buyer like I'm doing with Mike right now, I'm doing with Rachel right now, but an actual budgeting consultation, 30 minutes over FaceTime, over the phone, or face-to-face at our branch at 305 South Cascade Avenue. I will give you 30 minutes of my time to walk you through a quick start budget if this conversation strikes a chord with you. Because if you don't get your budget together, then you are not going to be able to take advantage of a stabilized and wealth building and reserve, financial reserve building year in 2026. Because it's the easiest to do it when you get big tax returns or you have more money left in your bank account rather than just letting it float into thin air as you have extra money and it disappears. I want you to be able to tighten up your budget and get ahead, talking specifically to people here, if you have any unsecured debt, and that is defined as anything other than debt that's assigned to an appreciating asset, in this case, a house. Yes, you, in some circumstances, can have debt tied to a growing business or an income-producing asset like a delivery truck. But eventually, you want to get all unsecured debt eliminated. That means if it's not connected to land, it's not secured. So, in doing that, I want to go over the 7 baby steps. I started in the first segment, and I'll run through them again in more detail. The very first thing you should do, whether you follow a budget or not, is to get an emergency reserve. Money in a sock drawer, money in just a checking account that you can stop and pull out the cash. These are not investments. These are not 401ks. These are not Bitcoin. It's $1,000 at your fingertips in case a tragedy happens, like you run over a board or a piece of metal in the street and it blows out 2 of your tires. Because if you blow out 2 of your tires, especially if you're an all-wheel drive vehicle, you most likely, 50% chance, you're going to have to replace all 4 of them. And that's best case scenario, $500 if you find them used at secondhand store, $1,000. And if you don't have an emergency reserve, then that's going to go on your credit card. And if you don't have a credit card, then you're borrowing money from a loved one, parent, or neighbor. You want that $1,000 emergency reserve. Dave Ramsey will tell you anybody can do this in 2 days to 2 months. 90% chance that you have $1,000 worth of junk in your life that you don't use that you could just sell on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. But you want to get that $1,000 emergency reserve so you can stop the bleeding and not put your next unscheduled purchase on a credit card. Number two, you want to take all of your debt that's not secured, which I just explained, and put it all in line from a smallest debt to the largest debt and pay it off smallest debt first in the debt elimination, debt snowball method, which means you pay the small bill that you have of $100 that you're supposed to have a $10 a month payment. You pay that off. You take that $10. You then take that and the rest of your savings and then attack your credit card. That's $1,000. That's a $100 a month payment. Then when you pay that off, now you have $10 plus $100 plus more work and savings, and you hit your car loan that's $250 a month and a two-year term, and you tackle that until it is all gone. I'm going to tell you what you do on top of these steps in the quick budget, but you then eliminate all your debt. After that, I have seen probably 50% of all the people that I talk to make it through those first two steps. But the biggest step in the seven baby steps to assure that you do not backslide or go backwards in the future is the essential. In my mind, the most important baby step in creating a balanced life financially is saving and creating a 3 to 6 month reserve for your monthly budget expenditures. So the interesting thing about a budget, one of the biggest misnomers or lies out there, misconceptions, is that I don't have a budget, they're too hard, and I don't have the time or the skill or the interest to create one. And you may not have the time, or you may be too lazy, or you may be distracted, or you may not have your priorities right, but every single person has a budget, because a budget is just what you spend every month on a pretty consistent basis. You either spend within your limit or over your limit regularly on food, on gas, on rent, on utilities, and all of these things. It's just whether you track it or not. And one of the things Ramsey Solutions is very adamant about is accounting for every dollar. And there's apps that they have with this, the Quick Start budgets that address this, that you have an actual budgeted category for every single penny that goes out of your account. And if you spend $5,000 a month on all of these expenditures, then your 3 to 6 month reserve needs to be $15,000. $5,000 times 3 months, up to $30,000, $5,000 a month times 6 months in reserve so you can stay on track. Now, in order to do this, I'm going to go into details about what Rachel Cruz and Dave Ramsey, there's other personalities that talk about this, but I'm going to address it. But that 3 to 6 month reserve is very, very important. My wife and I now, because we have multiple properties, 8 properties, 5 of which are full-time investment properties, one that's an Airbnb, another one that's a second home, and another one that's just a non-income producing asset with land, we have over $100,000 in emergency reserve. And for us, that's like 10 months because you never know what's going to happen with a house or one of our assets or my businesses like the radio show or Garvin's Media Group. So that 3 to 6 month reserve is absolutely essential. And the difference between a 3 month reserve and a 6 month reserve is it's kind of ironic because if you're in a regular job like you work for the military, you're a teacher, your income is less susceptible to change, which is funny. You still can get fired, but I'm not going to get into that. But if you're self-employed, kind of like I am, I'm a W-2 employee, but I'm a commission, 100% commission with mortgage. If hypothetically winters are slow and I don't make as much money, I want to have an average and an extra pool or a reservoir of money that I can just pull a consistent $5,000 out of every month. And if I'm self-employed or 100% commission, you want to have 6 months rather than 3 months. And then 4, 5, and 6 are pretty easy. You want to take money aside of your net earnings every single month and set it aside for your retirement savings and savings in general. That's 10 to 20% of your take-home pay. Then number 5 is you want to focus on college, saving enough to pay cash for that for yourself or adult children. And number 6, you want to pay your house off early. That gives the insinuation that somewhere between step 1 and step 5, you purchase a home. And then finally, step number 7, the most enjoyable, build wealth and give away generously, especially to the kingdom. My wife and I have a cause for Life Network, which is promoting life, supporting widows and orphans, which is biblical. We support a lot of single working professional parents and grandparents. They just happen to be, by majority, mostly women and moms and grandmothers. So if you know somebody that needs that type of support, Marshall, you know what I'm talking about. Denise, Kay, you know what I'm talking about. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I would like to personally help you with that. But if these are the seven baby steps before we get into the quick start budget, and nothing says buy a house, when do you buy a house? Well, people will tell you technically buying a house, and this is very near and dear to my heart because I'm a houseaholic. I love houses, but also that's what I help people do for a living. When you're saving money aggressively in step number three to get 3 to 6 months reserves, buying a house is really at about step 3.5. You start to use your budget reserve savings and your family savings to set aside dollars to buy a house. In a perfect world, you want to save 20% of the house and do a 15-year mortgage, but life is not always that perfect. I have people that put 5% down, military members that put no percent down. This differs from some of the advice around me like Ramsey Solutions, but I'm local, I'm micro, he's macro. So call me during the break to do just that. Find out how to buy a house, your first house, your last house, with me. I can help you with the loan. Call me at 719-330-1457. We'll be right back with the Jay Garvin Show, and I'm going to walk you through the quick start budget right here in the middle of January 2026. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
If you want to run with me, crawl before you walk. The first step is the two-step, then we'll talk. Well, first things first, let's two-step, then we'll talk.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past is. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
You got a friend in me. You got trouble. And I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend.
Housekeeping. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, and I am your friend. I mean that truthfully. In less than 18 days, I think today is like the 10th of January if you're listening on Saturday, the 11th of January 2026, literally after the 28th, January 28th, 2012 was the very first radio show, and I can't believe Matt and I have been doing this for 15 years. I don't feel that old, but if I look in the mirror, I look that old with my age spots and my hair that's turning gray. But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is budgeting and the baby steps are probably one of the most foundational subjects that I talk about on this radio show. This year, I'm very excited. I'm going to talk a lot about demographics in America, and I'm going to be doing a show soon that's called The Millennial Moment, Demographics in America in 2026. And I'm telling you right now that next to demographics in America, the eight streams of income, all neighborhoods and zip codes are not created equal, and the traditional and cult classic Three Little Houses, budgeting and baby steps is one of the top five foundational conversations I have here on the radio, and I'm very blessed to have it with you. So you can call me at 719-330-1457. If you have an adult child, if you have a neighbor, if you have a parishioner, a friend, a coworker, anybody that needs to have a budget talk and their heart is in the place, because I am not a jail keeper, I am not latching you and straight jacketing you into a budget. I want to help you if you want to help yourself. Because if you don't help yourself, it's going to affect everybody in your life that surrounds you. It's so ironic that in the wealthiest country in the world, the most robust economy in the world, that we have so many budget and financial problems. And it's because it's so easy to purchase. I'm not going to get into that right now, but, you know, they want more and more dollars to go away. This is one of the reasons why my wife, as coached through Ramsey Solutions, and Dave Ramsey and Sharon Ramsey, who we have met, to use the envelope method. We still do this. I have good friends of mine like Hannah, who I helped buy a house. Again, another adult child of you, the radio listener. If you're listening out there right now, like John, I appreciate you introducing me to Mike. Jesse Sr., if you're out there, I appreciate you introducing me to Jesse Jr. Mary or Paul, if you're out there, I appreciate you introducing me to Rachel. I mean, that's the biggest thing that you can do. The largest present that you can give your adult child in their 20s or 30s is a very direct conversation to say, I'm taking your number with your blessing. I'm going to share that with Jay Garvin's and have him reach out to you so he can give you 30 minutes of his time and 25 years of my experience to help them have a short conversation about a quick start budget. And like I said in the last segment as I went through the seven baby steps, step number one, $1,000 emergency reserve. Step number two, eliminate all your debt through the debt snowball, smallest debt to biggest debt. Step number three, get 3 to 6 months of your monthly budget expenses in reserves. If you have a $5,000 budget every single month, that means you need $15,000 three times that, up to $30,000 six times that, depending on whether you're a W-2 employee compared to like a commission or a self-employed, in reserves, not an investment, not in Bitcoin, not in a retirement account, but actually in a money market savings account that you have immediate access to. The second set of steps, 4, 5, and 6, are start saving 10 to 20% for your retirement and other things, then college, save for college, and make sure that you pay cash. For your children, that means that maybe they go to a state college or a community college if you've only got $10,000 saved. Or if you've got $200,000 saved, maybe they can go to a state university or an Ivy League or whatever. But then step number six is pay your house off early. And that's what I want to focus on this segment along with the quick start budget is if you're paying your house off early, there was no baby step about buying. You buy your house about step number 3.5. After you get your reserve, while you're saving for retirement, put an extra nest egg of money aside to buy that house. And right now, I'm telling you folks, for the first time in over 2 years, I'm starting to lock loans at 5.875. We were in the 8s, we were in the 7s, we were in the 6s. Now, if you put a good down payment and you have good credit and good income, I look at your credit, your collateral, and your capacity to earn, you can get a house, and right now is the best time in over 11 years to do it in the Pikes Peak region because there's over 4,000 houses on the market, where in 2021, in any given month, there was less than 800 houses on the market. So it's turned to a buyer market, and that's going to continue. And then, of course, the culmination of all of this is changing the destiny of anybody and everybody that holds your last name in step number 7 as you build wealth and give away generously. But I do want to tell you right now that if you can get over the misconceptions about not wanting to do a budget, you can come to the realization that everybody has a budget, you just don't know what yours is. In fact, that's what I think on a quick start budget that I want you to focus on is just have the balls, have the nerve, have the courage to in January 15th to February 15th of 2026, just write down every single thing you purchase in a week, period. And then do that again and again and again and get a month snapshot of what you are already spending. And that's your budget, folks. And there's many experts out there that do this. I think Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions is the best. But there's Susie Orman, who I know. But get this, I've never heard of Tiffany Ellich. I've never heard of Rami Sethi. I've never heard of Andrea Warrick. I've never heard of Kamiko Love, Elaine King, Liz Fraser Peck, Hannah Moore, Rob Bertman. These are all financial experts. If you open up YouTube videos or you go anywhere and Google a budget, a million things come up. Ask AI how to set up a budget. Whatever you do, just do it. It's interesting in the top 10, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10 that are women. And I will tell you, I handle all of the big purchases the big investments. My wife and I agree on everything, but I'll go search for cars and then bring her. I'll go search for houses and then bring her. I'll look at investments, then bring her. But she has M&M accounting. She's a bookkeeper. She's the one that pays the daily bills, and I thank her so much for that because the consistency in our budget is because of her. But this is what Dave Ramsey says. When you do a budget, it's not meant to be a straitjacket. It's just you telling you what to do every month financially. It gives you rails to run on. They're guardrails, so you don't run off the road. Sit down, say what you're going to spend, X amount on groceries. If you've heard of Dave or any of his team members talk about the four walls that you need to protect, it's very, very easy that you need to focus on food, electricity, rent, and insurance. That's food, shelter, utilities, and transportation. Those are your four walls. And if you have debt, you need to eliminate everything but those. There's no entertainment budget. There's no travel budget. And here's the big key. How you attack the budget 2 times, 3 times, 4 times as fast is you get 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs. Your spouse is not now working. It doesn't matter if their back hurts. If you have an adult child living in your house, they get a job and they participate. You've got a brother, an adult son, anybody in there. There's no slouchers. Everybody commits to this goal. And Dave finishes by saying that this can change your family tree. Baby steps 1 and 2 are the most crucial to start it. But get momentum, keep momentum through 4, 5, and 6, and then it's easy sailing. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish up with the quick start budget in our last segment. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Please call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I will not offer this the rest of the year, but over the phone, on your convenience, FaceTime, at my office for 30 minutes, I will give you my time and 25 years of experience and success of having no debt in our life, mortgage debt or unsecured debt, and walk you through a quick start budget. 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
A friendship will never die. You're gonna see if I can't done me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pop you out.
You ain't gotta worry, it's an open invitation.
Sticking with me, if you're still around, I'm to the final segment today talking about budgeting and baby steps in 2026. I do have the quick start budget in front of me, and I'm telling you, your budget does not have to be an 8-page document front and back. I have 2 single pages here in front of me. Both of them are examples from Ramsey Solutions. You can get access to Every Dollar, which is a really nice app that helps you account for every single dollar, and once you do that, then you can save, help eliminate more debt faster, or get more savings and your money working for you rather than against you. Because the common sense statement is, if you don't control your money will control you. And that's why I take this investment. I pay for this radio show. It's not free. I have partners like Empire Title, who's my longest standing and best, and then I've got Dave Fleming with Hello Windows. I've got Kelsey with Springs Body Sculpting. I've got Rick Gillett with Farmers. I've got Brad Ward with Co-Create. I've had Jason Holmes, who's been a partner that I continue to promote. And I've got so many others. Justin Hermes that was on for years. All of those individuals and their professions help support the radio show as well. But here is a quick start budget. You basically lay out all of your income, what your monthly income is, in paycheck number one, paycheck number two. The quick budget keeps it that simple. Now, I think you should have paycheck number three and paycheck number four. I could do a whole separate radio show on this, but I truly believe the biggest miracle in America, aside from being able to worship Jesus Christ or whatever higher power you pursue without any repercussions like they do in Nigeria and Iran and other countries, but it is the ability for us to be as employed as we want. See, in Honduras, it's hard to get one job in a third world economy because they don't have to build bridges because they just drive through the rivers. They don't have multiple and endless opportunities there because of the construct of that economy. But in the United States, you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 income sources, 7 jobs, what we call gig economy work, you know, driving Uber, playing a guitar at a restaurant in the evening, anything. I have mortgage as an income source, Garvin's Media Group, this radio as an income source, income properties as an income source, my military retirement as an income source, my wife's M&M accounting as an income source, Garvin's Enterprise, which is a internet sales company as a source, and then, of course, we've got others like the investments we have in the stock market and stuff. Those are all paychecks or income. You lay that out. Then, most importantly, giving the 10% of your first fruits to the Lord and to the kingdom, you have your tithing and your giving accounts. Then you have your savings account. Then you have your four walls, the most important, your food, your utilities, your housing, and your transportation. Then you add in all of your insurance, all of your debt, if you have it, for debt elimination. Then you have two categories left, and this is where all of the abuse happens with America, your fund money and your miscellaneous. So if you're eliminating debt, you really shouldn't have anything other than food, utilities, housing, transportation, and insurance. Now, if you don't own a home, the only thing that you have is your health insurance and your auto insurance and possibly your renters. If you have a little bit of planning, you add your term life insurance for protection. But other than that, you focus on your category of debt and your fun money, like entertainment, going out, movies, gaming, whatever it is, vacations. It sucks, but as I was sharing with somebody, as less people are going to my cabin in the Smoky Mountains this year, I said our number of stays and the percent that we rented our cabin in the Smokies went down because 2025 was such a tough year with inflation. Blue-collar folks like me weren't going down to the Smoky Mountains and going to Dollywood. They have lawn chairs. They're sitting in their backyard and drinking a Pepsi or a Budweiser. Because that is the reality. If you're responsible, you have no fun money. You have no vacation. But your vacation money will come back this year. But get your budget in order before you do it. And then your miscellaneous, which is saving for college tuition or going back to your savings account, not only getting your 3 to 6 month reserves, but waiting and building up your automobile fund so you can buy a car for cash in 4 years instead of financing another one. See, that's a disciplined decision. And when gas prices go down, your transportation or gas part of your budget goes down as well. So as Rachel Cruz would say, it takes you 6 to 18 months on average, 6 to 18 months to eliminate all of your unsecured debt. And that gives you freedom. And then you can take all of your focus with intensity to eliminate that debt. What Dave will tell you is gazelle-type intensity and focus, and move fast and furious through the goal like ripping off the Band-Aid. Because after that, if you can stay ahead of the tidal wave, then you're set. Some of the ways to do this, it's always easier for two to live life together rather than one on their own. That's why my wife and I support single working professional parents and grandparents, because it's tough. But how my wife and I did it is we lived on one income. First, it was her income. When we got married, I left the military, didn't have a retirement yet, and when I started mortgage in 1999, she said, I'll support financially for you to build an income. I built an income to the tune of 6 figures. Then we lived on that, and we saved 100% of hers and eliminated debt. So you can work as a team. You can get that second job as you eliminate debt. All of these things are really common sense. There's no trick to it at all. The biggest thing is for you to take the first step. And that first step is a $1,000 emergency reserve. If you do not have one, or you know an adult child, a neighbor, a relative, a friend, someone that you go to church to, someone that you work with, have them call me, or better yet, call me, you, at 719-330-1457. Provide me their information, and I will give them 30 minutes of my time, because this is that important. When I'm talking about the three little houses and buying investment properties or getting qualified for the first time for your first home later in the year, you don't have the excuse to say, Jay, I'm not ready, because I'm helping you become ready right now. I'm going to go through this quick start budget one more time. Mark your income, set aside your money that you're giving away, savings, and then your expenses. Food, utilities, housing, transportation, insurance, debt, fun money, and miscellaneous. So it's not that difficult. I just spit it out in less than 20 seconds. Do not be left behind as the economy gets strong this year. Get strong yourself and change the destiny of anybody who holds your last name. I've done it for the Garvins. You do it for your family. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what debt-free living will give you. The ability to focus on the people you love and the ones that love you. Call me. 719-330-1457, especially if you're retired and you're house rich and cash poor. 719-330-1457. I can help right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.